I'm Dan Klefstad. Today is the official beginning of the 2020 election campaign in Illinois. It's the first time potential candidates are allowed to circulate petitions. It's required to get your name on the ballot and can mean collecting thousands of signatures. Katie Justack is with the Lincoln Series. The group trains Republican women on petitions, fundraising, and other technical aspects of running for office.
We have more than 200 women who have graduated, and with the tools and the resources that they have garnered from the Lincoln Series program, gone on to serve in a plethora of positions.
Justack acknowledges Democrats have had more success than Republicans in getting women to run for office and hopes to reverse that trend. In other news, Illinois lawmakers have tried to address the state's teacher shortage through a number of measures, including raising the minimum teacher salary to $40,000 by 2023. Lee Gaines reports schools across the state are still struggling to fill open positions.
Mark Kleisner says the problem exists statewide.
Nearly every district is looking for teachers.
Kleisner is the new president of the Illinois Association of Regional Superintendents of Schools, which represents regional offices of education. He says the shortage has led to class cancellations, long-term subs, and larger class sizes.
If you don't have highly qualified teachers and you have larger class sizes, the impact on student learning has got to be negative.
Kleisner says the teacher minimum salary increase and other recent legislation will help. But he says more needs to be done to get people into the profession. I'm Lee Gaines.
State education regulators granted the University of Illinois permission to operate its new Research and Innovation Center in downtown Chicago for the next 5 years. The Discovery Partners Institute is designed to bring together students and researchers to tackle societal challenges and promote innovation and entrepreneurship. The Illinois Board of Higher Education approved the Institute's launch. The university can now begin to hire faculty. Illinois committed $500 million toward the construction of the Institute and other university facilities, contingent on matching private sector funds. Governor J.B. Pritzker hasn't provided a timeline for releasing that money. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Carbondale police say they're still looking into a train versus pedestrian crash in the city's downtown. Initial reports say a victim walked in front of a northbound Canadian National freight train at the crossing on Main Street yesterday and was killed. The incident happened around 6 o'clock yesterday evening. Trains along the line were delayed. Auto traffic along Main Street was shut down for a while investigators worked the scene. Multiple agencies are still assisting in that investigation. Officials at the University of Illinois say they're investigating a report of a noose found hanging in an elevator in a student dorm. Students reported the incident early Sunday. Officials say university police responded quickly, and they're working with campus staff to determine if the noose was placed as a threat. Kayla Stewart is a sophomore at the U of I and a member of the student organization Black Students for Revolution.
I was angry, but I wasn't very surprised that it happened, especially because we've had other incidents on campus that haven't really been addressed in the way they should have been.
Stewart says Black Students for Revolution is disappointed that campus officials hadn't told students about the incident as of last night. The group is demanding that the U of I create harsher punishments for racist acts and regularly publicize all reported incidents of racism. In a statement, the university says it does not condone acts of intolerance, bias, or prejudice. Some Illinoisans are encouraging state leaders to put the brakes on the rollout of new 5G wireless technology. Toxicologist Dr. Paul Hereau of McGill University says it's dangerous.